Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ya ekavarnam tamasa param ta. Alokam avyaktam ananta param. Asam chakoro pasuparamenam. Upasate yogaratena diraha. Ya ekavarnam tamasa param ta. Alokam avyaktam ananta param. Asam chakoro pasupanamenam. Upasate yogaratena diraha. Ya ekavarnam tamasa param tan. Alokam avyaktam ananta param. Asam chakaro pasupanamenam. Upasate yogaratena diraha. Ekavarnam tamasa param tan. Ekamavyaktam ananta param. Sam chakra param. Varnam tamasa param tad. Alokam avyaktam ananta param. Asam chakaro pasuparnamenam. Upasate yogarati. Vaishnavis. Ekavarnam tamasa param tad. Alokam avyaktam ananta param. Vaishnavis. Ekavarnam tamasa param ta. Ananta param. Ekavarnam tamasa param tad. alokamavyaktam anantaparam. Upasate yogarate nidiram. Alokam avyaktam anantaparam. Asam chakaro pasupanaminam. Upasate yogarate nidiram.
Ya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who ekavarnam, absolute, situated in pure goodness, tamasa, to the darkness of the material world, param, transcendental, tat, that, alokam, who cannot be seen, avyaktam, not manifested, anantaparam, unlimited, beyond the measurement of material time and space, asamchakara, situated, upasuparnam, on the back of Garuda, enam, him, upasate, worship, yogaratena, by the vehicle of mystic yoga, diraha, persons who are sober, undisturbed by material agitation. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva, and therefore he is Ekavarna, the Omkar, Pranava. Because the Lord is beyond the cosmic manifestation, which is considered to be darkness, he is not visible to material eyes. Nonetheless, he is not separated from us by time or space, but is present everywhere. Seated on his carrier, Garuda, he is worshipped by means of mystical yogic power by those who have achieved freedom from agitation. Let us all offer our respectful obeisances unto him. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Satvam Vishuddham Vasudev Shabditam from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.3.23. In this material world, the material modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, prevail. Among these three, goodness is the platform of knowledge, and passion brings about a mixture of knowledge and ignorance, but the mode of ignorance is full of darkness. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond darkness and passion. He is on the platform where goodness or knowledge is not disturbed by passion and ignorance. This is called the Vasudev platform. It is on this platform of Vasudev that Vasudev, or Krishna, can appear. This Krishna appeared on this planet as the son of Vasudev. Because the Lord is situated beyond the three modes of material nature, he is unseen by those who are dominated by these three modes. One must therefore become dhira, or undisturbed by the modes of material nature. The process of yoga may be practiced by one who is free from the agitation of these modes. Therefore, yoga is defined in this way, yoga indriya samyama. As previously explained, we are disturbed by the indriyas, or senses. Moreover, we are agitated by the three modes of material nature, which are imposed upon us by the external energy. in conditional life, the living entity moves turbulently in the whirlpool of birth and death. But when one is situated on the transcendental platform of Vishuddhasattva, pure goodness, he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who sits on the back of Garuda. Lord Brahma offers his respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Lord. Om Ajnana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First offer my obeisances to all of you and pray that I can serve you properly. I beg the mercy from the Senior Vaishnavs, that I may speak properly on the Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. So today we are continuing with the prayers of Lord Brahma to Kshirodakshay Vishnu. He first addresses the Lord as Ekavarnam, absolute, situated in pure goodness. And in text 23 of this chapter, which is called the Demigod's Appeal to the Lord, Lord Brahma has already spoken about the mode of goodness. Lord Brahma, in the text 23, he talks about how it is time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities who've accepted material bodies. The mode of goodness is meant to establish the Supreme Lord's rule, which will maintain the existence of the creation. So in this chapter, in verses to come, Lord Brahma, in the purport Srila Prabhupada, is talking very much about the modes of material nature. And in yesterday's verse, we talked, Mukundadat Prabhu explained the cycle of material activities and how the center of those activities are the three modes of material nature: passion, ignorance, and goodness. And so we have all read in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, the modes of material nature, where Lord Krishna speaks exclusively about them. And then chapter 17 and 18, he talks even more to Arjuna about the three modes of material nature. The jiva is jivera srupahoy krishner nityadas. All the jivas are eternal, spiritual, living entities. We're all eternally servants of Krishna. But due to our misuse of our minute free will, we have come under the condition of the material existence. And coming under the control of Maya, we are bound by these three modes of material nature. Guna also means rope. So we're all bound by these three modes of material nature. And when we think that we're the doer, it's actually the modes working. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. So these modes of material nature are binding us to this material world. But as it's stated in this purport, that goodness brings about knowledge. Goodness is the platform of knowledge. But we understand in this verse today that the Lord is Ekavarnam. He is situated beyond the three modes of material nature. He's situated in pure goodness, Shuddhasattva. Now, Sattva gun, the mode of goodness, is a springboard to get to Shuddhasattva, the Vasudeva platform. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.3.23. This is Lord Shiva speaking about Krishna. And he says that the condition of pure goodness, Shuddhasattva, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead is revealed without any covering, is called Vasudeva. In that pure state, the Supreme Godhead, who is beyond the material senses and who is known as Vasudeva, is perceived by my mind. So as we know, there's three different energies of Krishna. There are many, many energies, more than we can count, but the acharyas and the great souls have broke it down easy for us to understand. So Krishna has three energies, the tatashta shakti, the antaranga shakti, and the bahiranga shakti, or the energy of the living entities, the jiva shakti, the spiritual energy, antaranga shakti, and bahiranga shakti, the material energy. So this antaranga shakti is further split into three. Antaranga shakti is also called chit shakti. So in this chit shakti, it's broken down into sandini, samvit, and hiladini. So these three energies are even seen in the material world in their polluted forms. But the sandini shakti is under the control of Lord Balaram. And the sandini shakti, the essence of sandini shakti, is Vishuddha sattva. Is Shuddha sattva, the pure goodness. And so, Krishna's mother, Krishna's father, Krishna's abode, Krishna's house, Krishna's bed, are all transformations of Shuddha sattva, pure goodness. So when one is on the Vasudev platform, or situated in Shuddha sattva, then the Lord and the Lord's abode are revealed to that person. So this is why Srila Prabhupada is talking about the Vasudev platform. It is on this platform of Vasudev that Vasudev, or Krishna, can appear, because the whole spiritual world is under Vishuddha sattva, transformations of Vishuddha sattva, creating all the forms, all the abode, and then in its perverted form in this material world, it's creating the 14 planetary system. It's creating all the forms of the material world. So what Srila Prabhupada, Vaishnavacharyas, and Krishna is telling us, that we need to rise above the three modes of material nature. And we do that by practicing bhakti yoga. Mamcha yovya bacharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaityan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who practices bhakti yoga is said to be transcendental. And in this chapter, in verse 24 in the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes an amazing statement that Lord Krishna is very much pleased with his devotees, even if they are not on the topmost stage of devotional service. Even on the lower stages of devotional service, one is transcendental. This is a huge statement by Srila Prabhupada. Even one on the lowest stages is transcendental. Still, they're becoming purified. So we have to take up bhakti yoga. By taking up bhakti yoga, this is explained in the 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, explaining about the material modes of material nature, that we can be free from these material modes by performing bhakti yoga. And in the 10th canto, chapter 2, text 8, there's a wonderful description about awakening our transcendental nature in regards to Lord Krishna's birth. Because as Srila Prabhupada points out in this purport today, that he says, this is called the Vasudev platform. It is on this platform of Vasudev that Vasudev, or Krishna, can appear. Thus Krishna appeared on this planet as the son of Vasudev. And in this regard, looking up Vasudev platform, Srila Prabhupada always mentions this, that this is why Krishna is the son of Vasudev. So in the 10th canto, 2nd chapter, text 8, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur about the purification of Devaki. Now, we're all familiar with the story of Krishna and how Krishna is born, Devaki and Vasudev. They were imprisoned by Kamsa. And in the prison, Devaki gave birth to 6 children. And those children were killed by Kamsa because he was fearing that one of them might kill him in the future. So Devaki, symbolically, she was fearful of Kamsa. And this fear was purifying her. And Srila Prabhupada points out that a pure devotee always fears material existence. So Devaki represents bhakti. And Kamsa represents material association. So a pure devotee is always fearful of material association. And because of this fear, the asuras of material association will be killed. As we know, the Sadgarbhas, the six children that were born to Devaki, they were cursed. And they were the sons of Marichi. And so they were cursed to be killed by Kalanemi, or Kansa. And Marichi, he represents the mind. And so the sons of Marichi are Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moha, Madha, and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. So when one is in a fearful condition of associating with material nature, fearful of material association, these asuras will be killed by that fear. Devaki represents bhakti, Kamsa represents material fear. Vasudev represents the Shuddha Sattva platform. So Vasudev, as we know, Krishna entered into his mind, into his heart. And Vasudev became so brilliantly effulgent that nobody could even look at Vasudev. He was so brilliantly effulgent, they couldn't even approach him. This is how effulgent Vasudev was. And Vasudev, Srila Prabhupada explains, initiated Devaki, transferred Krishna from his mind into her mind, into her heart. So when we fear material association, we come into the association of sadhus. And because of our fearing of material association, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, madha, matsarya will be extinguished. Those will be killed because we're in the association of sadhus. And by associating with sadhus, then we get Vasudev. We get Krishna. And so Srila Prabhupada talks in this purport today about how one, therefore, must become dhira, undisturbed by the modes of material nature. We always have heard this term, dhira. Dehenosmin yata dehe komaram yuvanajara. Yata dehya taranta praptir tatra. Dhiras tatra namuyate. So dhira. Sober. We have to become sober-minded. And we have to become undisturbed by the modes of material nature. And sometimes this feels like it's impossible to do. Our mind is dragging us everywhere. So many sense objects to focus on. But by good association, we can rise to the platform of goodness and then rise to the Shuddha Sattva platform. And the topmost example of dhira, one who is sober, one who is undisturbed by the modes of material nature, is Srila Haridas Thakur. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read and we discuss the life of Srila Haridas Thakur, who is so important to us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, especially when we're trying to fix our minds and chanting the holy names. He had such determination to chant the holy names of Krishna. We understand that he took up his residence in a place called Banipal. And there he constructed in the forest a little hut so that he could be in solitary. He could just chant the holy names all day long. And he lived very simply. He planted a Tulsi plant there. And he would worship Tulsi every day and then chant his rounds in front of Tulsi Devi. And so, because of his spiritual influence, all of the village was worshiping him. He would go to Brahmins' homes and they would give him alms. And he became very, very popular in the whole village. They were all worshiping him. And there was a local governor named Ramachandra Khan who was very envious of Haridas Thakur because he wanted to be worshipped. Matsarya envy. He was envious of Haridas Thakur. I'm the governor. Why aren't they worshipping me? I'm in control of them. They should be worshipping me. Haridas Thakur, he was just simply chanting this holy name. I have a plan. So he devised a plan to disturb the mind of Haridas Thakur, to try and break his soberness. And he went to the house of prostitutes. And he picked out the best prostitute, the youngest prostitute, had all of the beauty of that he could imagine that would disturb Srila Haridas Thakur. And the prostitute, she said, I will do this. I will go and I will bring down Haridas Thakur. And Ramachandra Khan, he said, okay, I will send my constable with you. And as soon as you're there, we'll arrest him. And she said, no. In 3 days, in 3 nights' time, I will have union with him, and then I will bring your constable and we'll arrest him. So she went to see Shuddha Haridas Thakur, who was chanting his 300,000 names a day, which is 173 rounds, 174 rounds. And he would chant those every day. And so she entered the hut of Shuddha Haridas Thakur, paid her obeisances to Tulsi Maharani, and then paid her obeisances to Shuddha Haridas Thakur, who was chanting the holy names. And she started addressing Haridas Thakur. Oh, great preacher. Oh, great devotee. You and I, we should come together. We're fit for each other. We should have union. And Haridas Thakur, he pacified her. He said, yes, I will fulfill your desire, but I've made a vow of chanting, so I have to finish my rounds, and then I will take care of your desire. So she sat there all night, and Haridas Thakur was just chanting throughout the night, undisturbed. And she was trying to make different moves and gestures to bewilder his mind. Still, he was just chanting throughout the whole night. And in the morning time, the sun rose, and Haridas Thakur, he said, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to fulfill your desire tonight. If you come back tomorrow, then I'm sure I'll be able to fulfill your desire. My vow was not done. I just got done now, so come back tomorrow night. So she came back the next night, paid her obeisances to Tulsi Maharani. She paid her obeisances to Haridas Thakur and sat and listened to his chanting. And this time, after hearing him, she started chanting also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And she was chanting and chanting. And then again, at the end of the night, he said, I'm sorry, I've made this vow that I'm going to chant 10 million names in this month. I'm almost done. I promise, if you come one more night, then I will fulfill your desire. So then she came back the next night, paid her obeisances to Tulsi Maharani, paid her obeisances to Haridas Thakur, and again started chanting the holy names with him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And by his association, she was completely purified of all of her impurities. And she paid her obeisances to Shuddha Haridas Thakur, and she begged forgiveness from him. I'm so sorry, but Ramachandra Khan, he devised this whole plan to disturb your mind. And Shuddha Haridas Thakur said, I'm aware of that. I knew about this plan, but I've stayed just to save you. Now, take from me initiation, the holy name, worship Tulsi Maharani every day, and give up all of your possessions. And so she did that. She shaved her head. She took one garment. And she lived in the hut of Haridas Thakur, and he left. And she became one of the most famous of all Vaishnavis of the time of Lord Chaitanya. And many Vaishnavs, they would come and take guidance from her. And Ramachandra Khan, because of his offense to Shuddha Haridas Thakur, to try and disturb a devotee's mind, because of that offense, he became a devout atheist. And later, Lord Nityananda, when he came to Ramachandra Khan's village, he sat on the Durga Mandap, where Durga is to be worshipped. So many devotees were gathered around him, and he asked Ramachandra Khan for a place to stay. And Ramachandra Khan wanted him out of there. And so he said, you should go to a cow shed. You'll find a milkman, go to a cow shed. And once Lord Nityananda was gone from that place, he dug up the earth from where Lord Nityananda sat, purified the place. And later on, because of his offense to Lord Nityananda, and because he wasn't paying taxes to the government, the local Qazi came and destroyed the village, pillaged it, and destroyed everything. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that where a Vaishnav is offended or insulted, all of the people have to suffer. So we have to be very careful of offenses towards the Vaishnavs. And later on in the same chapter, the glories of Shuddha Haridas Thakur are continued because Maya Devi herself came to test Haridas Thakur. She came herself. Imagine being tested by Mayadevi. In this material world, we're already struggling with our senses ourselves. What to speak if Mayadevi herself came before us, trying to disturb our mind? And the same thing happened. She tried to disturb his mind 3 nights in a row. And again, Shuddha Haridas Thakur, in the association of Maya, was unfazed. His mind was not disturbed. He was dhira. He was sober. And Mayadevi herself, she said, I have bewildered Lord Brahma. I've bewildered all the demigods, but you I can't bewilder. Previously, I was initiated by Lord Shiva into the chanting of the name of Ram. Today, I want to be initiated into the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And so Mayadevi herself, because of seeing the sober mind of Haridas Thakur, took initiation from Haridas Thakur. So Mahajano Yena Geta Sapanta. We have to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. However, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. If we do that, we will fall down and lose our bhakti lata bij. But by chanting 16 rounds, following the four regulative principles, hearing Harikatha, discussing Harikatha, spreading Krishna consciousness through so many different means, we can become sober like Haridas Thakur. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. The senses are going to be pulling us. The modes of material nature are going to be pulling us. But we have to get a higher taste. Param drishtva nivartate. Haridas Thakur, he had a higher taste for chanting the holy names. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we are able to also get a higher taste in the association of Vaishnavas. Purify our heart from these six enemies, kam, lust, anger, greed, illusion, and envy. Purify our heart. Cheto darpana marjanam, bhava mahadavagni navapanam. This material world is a blazing forest fire. We're experiencing this now, San Diego. So many acres have been burned. Homes have been lost. It's a blazing fire of material existence. But we have Srila Prabhupada's mercy to take guidance of, to take shelter of these books, take shelter of Vaishnava association, hear about the Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas, and chant the holy names. And by this process, if we stay steady, then we will rise to that Vasudev platform and we'll be able to see Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, if we're pure enough, Rukmini Jorkadish can speak to us. He said that here in Los Angeles. He said that if you're on that platform, Radha and Krishna will speak to you directly. So we have to chant sincerely. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Have a healthy fear of material association and always stay in the association of Vaishnavas, and then we can go back home, back to Godhead. Are there any questions, comments, or corrections? Srimad Bhagavatam Granthraj Ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nanta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Did a good job. Thank you for your mercy, Prabhu.
You don't need it anymore. You're in a good class. You don't need it. Just leave it for us.